was told I was rude for responding this way.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
So, Anne, are you a person that loves to throw parties? You like to have people over? You like to have dinner parties? You send a lot of invites to people.
I do. Okay. I do have a lot of people over, and I throw a beanbag tournament every year.
So let me ask you this. If you invited me to a party, and I asked you, who's going to be there? Is that a rude thing to ask somebody that invites you to come over?
I literally, before I called, I was like, I have a feeling that's what he's going to ask me.
That happened this weekend. Somebody asked me, they're like, hey, do you want to come over? I'm having a bunch of people over. And so I try to say it nicely, like, oh, yeah, like, who's all coming, right? As opposed to, I don't know who's going to be there. Like, oh, yeah, cool, who's all coming? But really, the intention is deciding, are these people I'm going to want to hang out with?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you offended if I respond with that?
I am not offended. Because people know that there's a mixture of people usually there.
Right.
So I think it's more like, okay, who's coming? Like, which group of friends or a family or, you know?
Right. There are people that would take that as, well, shouldn't you want to hang out with me no matter who else is there?
I know people like that. Right. I have had that discussion with people, for sure.
And so there are people on both sides of the fence of this, right?
Absolutely. There's people that are like, well, why does it matter who's coming? I'm inviting you.
Yeah. My response is, are you going to be hanging out with me the whole time, or are you going to be talking to your other guests? Because if you're not hanging out with me, I'm going to have to either talk to somebody else or sit there by myself.
Absolutely. Who else will I be hanging out with if it's not you, if you're busy with everybody else?
I'm just trying to set a universal standard here, if it is rude or not, to ask, hey, who's all going to be there while being invited to an event?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's settle this, because I was told it is rude to ask that. The actual response was, why does that matter? And clearly, I just said why. But do you think it's rude that if you get invited to something, not a wedding, anything but a wedding, and you ask, hey, who's all going to be there? Who's going? Is that rude?
Absolutely not. Would never be offended, because I do the exact same thing when I get invited to places.
Yeah, because
I need to know.
Don't want to necessarily hang out with everybody.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, maybe I'm in the mood to, you know, act this certain way or not really be around these certain people. And
right.
I don't find that rude at all.
I will say this in general, too. For me, people, if they know what I do for a living, want to talk a lot, want to have conversations, want to be inquisitive. And I invite that. But I also have to know that when I go places, that's the expectation usually, that I'm going to be talking. I have a story to tell. And so,
yeah.
Are these people I want to engage with in that manner?
You see, my thing is, I am a preschool and daycare worker. Mm. I'm a teacher at a preschool. And so I'm always like, okay, are there going to be kids there? Because I have that expectation that, well, you're good with kids. So
Great point. All the kids come
up to me and I'm like,
yeah,
maybe not.
Great point. I do this
every day.
You know, the funny part, it's opposite for me. If there's kids there, I'm going to play with the kids instead of the adults. That's actually my out.
See, for me, it's like Monday through Friday, I'm at the daycare. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm done. I'm over it.
It's like kids or dogs. That is where I'm going to be. If I don't want to talk to adults, boom, hyper-focus.
Now, the dogs and animals, you'll find me with all of the pets.
I think we've come upon something really, really important here. If you see somebody that is hyper-focusing on a dog or a kid, do not try to engage them in adult conversation. They are doing it with intention. And I think that's important for the world to understand.
Oh, thank you.
Country Thunder Heat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.